important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sally and Lauren with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, hobby horsing is seeing a rise in popularity in Australia, with one group of southeast Queenslanders opening the first club dedicated to the activity and setting their sights on the 2024 tournament in Finland. Hobby horsing involves simulating horse show events, such as dressage and show jumping, while straddling a toy horse instead of a real one. The club Hobby Horse Riders Australia was formed by Maddie Somani, a longtime equestrian enthusiast, after she discovered that there were no clubs in Australia. Participant Coralie Kedsley says that the club's goal is to host Australia's first national competition by August 2024 to form an Australian team to compete internationally in Finland.
A Queensland home is under police guard after reports a World War II hand grenade was found in the backyard. A local contractor stumbled across the explosive at the vacant property while doing yard work in Longreach on Wednesday afternoon. A team of police officers, ADF personnel, and explosive experts are working together to assess the ornament. The property where the object was found was formerly owned by late Queensland MP Vaughan Johnson.
In national news, Victorian government-owned logging organisation Vic Forests has been found to have hired a private investigator to spy on environmental campaigners and an academic. The Office of the Victorian Information Commissioner published a report this morning detailing how a private investigator hired by the previous Vic Forests general manager to conduct surveillance, collect personal information, and take photos and videos on three environmentalists and a university professor in an effort to discredit them. OVIC also finds that Vic Forests unnecessarily collected personal information in an unlawful and unreasonably intrusive way, violating the information privacy principles under the Data Protection Act.
Australian paleontologists have finally identified a fossil found inside a sandstone slab in a Sydney home almost 30 years ago. The prehistoric 1.5-metre amphibian, now identified as Arena Peyton supinatus, was discovered as a perfectly preserved fossil on the Central Coast decades ago, a legend now held among Australian paleontologists. Retired chicken farmer Mihail Idis discovered the 240 million-year-old fossil in a sandstone slab he bought for a backyard renovation. Whilst the retiree donated it to a scientific display, the fossil ended up in storage for 25 years without anyone actually identifying the species. However, paleontologists at the Australian Museum started investigating the fossil last year and have now formally given it a name.
And in international news, US President Joe Biden has signed an order banning certain US investments in Chinese technology. The order will authorize the US Treasury Secretary in prohibiting and restricting investments in Chinese entities under the sectors of semiconductors and microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and certain artificial intelligence systems. The move has potential to cause tension between the two nations, yet US officials have insisted that the proposal aims to address national security risks, not to cause division.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a 0% chance of rain. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.